guys, what's up? This is the Rad Sports Podcast.
I'm Rico.
And I'm Dax. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rad Sports. And now, a word from our sponsor.
If you are buying or selling a home in the Spokane area, consider using your favorite agent, Phoebe Webb. With the Windermere City Group, she truly stands out from the rest.
Dax used to be a DK and Geno fan.
This is coming from a fan.
Let's just say that.
Will I still be a Geno and a DK fan?
Yes.
After they left? I don't know if I'll be a DK fan because he like asked to leave. So that's it's a little
like geez.
I think I'll still be a Geno fan.
Yeah, okay. I understand it. We will start with big news. Cooper Kupp to the Seahawks.
Yeah!
You guys just needed a wide receiver and pairing me up with Sam Darnold. I still think you need to work on your O-line because Sam Darnold is not good under pressure. So as soon as you work on that, I think you are a good playoff team.
Oh, that is great. So the Seahawks signed Cooper Kupp for a 3-year, $45 million deal, but I'm pretty sure a lot of this is like not guaranteed. I think like only 20 or 25 million of it is guaranteed,
which is still really, really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think him and Jay, I think Jason is better than Puka Nacua.
They're different. Puka Nacua is like big body,
but still, I think Jason is better.
And so Cooper Kupp will be like a super good addition. Because, yeah.
Cooper Kupp is going to be, like, dominant.
Cooper Kupp and Jackson Smith and Jigba. And, I mean, can't double-team both of them. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So, if we have all three of those on there, you can't double-team all of them.
You want to double-team Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I know, but he's, like,
JSN or Cooper Kupp.
He's, like,
the only person you need double-team is Jerry Rice. And, oh, my gosh, I can't even think of his name. Who's a really good Lions wide receiver from way back when? I can't think of his name.
No, I'm saying Marquez Valdes-Scantling can, like, he's super fast. He's kind of like
Calvin Johnson.
And he's, like, big body. So, Marquez Valdes-Scantling will, like, run a lot of deep routes. And Jackson,
do you guys have
big
him
ball
yet?
Won't be better. Who?
Not, yes. Oh, okay.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And, yeah, so next big news.
What's my news? Woo! Woo! I'm kind of into it this year. Like I said, I probably wasn't going to be, but I actually am. So, I will say my final four because I know you guys probably don't want
to. Hey, let's not get there yet. Let's just focus on the first round. Okay, so we're going to do a March Madness bracket. We're just going to do the first round today. In a week, we'll do round two, then, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so game one in the South. Auburn versus...
We don't know yet. They're playing right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, State Francis and Alabama State. State Francis up 17-12 in the first... with 11 minutes and 30 seconds.
They'll be playing one of those teams. Who do you think is going to win this?
State Francis. I'm kidding. Yeah. No. Auburn.
Auburn, the one seed.
Last year, I didn't think I had fun because I just tried to make some crazy picks. Like, I thought Purdue was going to lose first round. I know.
Shocker, they did.
That's a whole different me. So
I don't think Auburn is losing this one.
I don't think either.
That's not happening. Okay, next game, 8-seeded Louisville or Louisville?
So I don't really.
Hey, I haven't said the whole game yet. Oh. So 8-seeded Louisville versus 9-seeded Creighton.
I don't really watch a lot of basketball, but I do think Creighton's going to win because they have a cool name.
So do I. I think Creighton will win.
I'm pretty sure I remember them last year doing decent, so.
They were good this year. They made it to their conference's championship, and they lost to St. John's, but St. John's was the best team, and they're a 2-seed. They're like...
St. John's is crazy, man.
St. John's is awesome. Okay. Next game, 5-ranked Michigan versus 12-ranked UC San Diego.
I'm going Michigan because I have never heard of the other school.
I'm going UC San Diego because I hate Michigan.
Oh, I like it. You know, love-hate relationships. I like it.
Okay. Next game, 4-seeded Texas A&M versus 13-seeded Yale.
Oh, Yale. And why? You know why?
Why?
I like Yale. Yale is pretty cool.
Well, they use, like, the math to, like, calculate, like,
are they,
how
like,
far
are they
in you to shoot the
basket.
Mathematical school? No, they're just, like, super smart. Like, you have to be super smart to get into Yale.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Yale has won. Actually, I'm not going to get into this now. But, yeah, I pick Yale because I like Yale.
Underdog? Oh, Texas A&M.
Okay, yeah.
Next cool. game. 6-ranked Ole Miss versus a random playoff team. Or play-in team.
I'm pretty sure the play-in team's going to be North Carolina.
No, it'll be...
South. Wait, it's one
I think
of
it's American versus Mount St. Mary's.
It's North Carolina versus the other team. Wait, what's the other team?
I think it's Mount St. Mary's or...
Okay, so I picked a play-in team because, there is usually... Every single year, there is a 39% chance an 11 seed beats a 6 seed. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pick one 11 seed. And this was the 11 seed I picked this year.
Okay, so this is actually probably, if you're going to pick a play-in team to win, this is the play-in team. Because the two play-in teams are San Diego State and North Carolina. And they're both, like, good teams.
Just not great.
Just not great teams. So they could definitely beat Ole Miss, I think. Okay. Yeah. Next game. 3 Iowa State versus Lipscomb.
I picked Iowa State because I'm pretty sure the girls' school is pretty good. I'm pretty sure.
No, their boys' school is really good. They're a 3 seed.
Yeah, and I don't like lips. So I picked Iowa State.
Okay, next game, number 7-seeded. Oh, I picked Iowa State.
Okay.
7-seeded Marquette versus 10-seed New Mexico. I'm going to go the underdog one. I don't think... I don't think Marquette is that good.
Yeah, I picked Marquette. Because we changed... Actually, I have no idea why I picked Marquette. I'm just going to say a random comment way off topic. So you know how we changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America?
Yeah.
New Mexico is New America.
Okay, so I picked New Mexico because I don't think Marquette's that good.
Yeah.
Okay. Next game, number 2 Michigan State versus 15 Bryant. Speaking of Michigan State, did you see the half-court buzzer beater that they made to win the game?
Yes.
That was crazy. You guys should watch that video if you haven't. Who's winning this? And then versus 15 Bryant.
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
I didn't know Michigan State was good. Until now.
Okay. For the West.
Florida versus
number 1
plan.
Florida versus 16 Norfolk State.
Norfolk. So I pick Florida because Florida sadly is good.
Yeah, and have you ever heard of Norfolk State before?
Now I have.
Yeah, okay. 8 UConn versus 9 Oklahoma. Who wants to see?
Wait, do you like Florida? Like, as the school? No. Like, the sports team? Thank you. Okay.
Hey, show me a raise of hands if you want UConn to win another national championship.
Oh, me.
Actually?
I think that would be pretty cool.
No, nobody likes UConn. Oh. Their coach is like a D1 crash out.
Oh, wait.
My gosh.
Wait, isn't it
Danny Hurley?
Isn't the women's one twice in a row?
Oh, the women's coach is good.
Wait.
For UConn.
So, wait, UConn, how many times have UConn won?
So, previous years? The men's have won the last 2 years.
No? Yes. I thought Purdue won last year.
No.
Oh. Sorry. I'm not very smart.
And so I just don't like UConn because I think their coach is weird.
So you think like the Chiefs?
I'm going to Oklahoma.
I went UConn because UConn.
Oklahoma. And it's an 8-19. What? I like the Chiefs. I like their coach.
No, like the crash out. I mean, like the refs. Wait, did you say anything about the refs?
Okay, never mind.
Okay, erase that. I'm sorry. I said something.
Next,
Memphis versus
Colorado State.
Yep, that's what I said. Okay.
If Colorado State, they are actually on a 15-game winning streak. So I think they can easily beat Memphis. Or not easily. I think they can beat Memphis and then beat another team. Maybe. They could get into the Sweet 16.
I think Memphis wins. Because I like Memphis.
Okay.
And basketball.
Yeah. Okay, next game. For Maryland. Maryland. Versus 13 Grand Canyon.
So I pick Maryland because they need to win one football, but they can't. So I just, they got to win somewhere, right?
Some pity.
Yeah, they got to win somewhere, right?
I actually chose Maryland too. They're in my Sweet 16 in all four of my brackets.
You have four?
Yeah. Okay, next game. Number 6, Missouri versus 11, Drake. Let's go Drake.
Yeah, that's what I put.
Let's go Drake.
Wait, did you pick them?
Huh? I can't remember.
Do you think Drake is pulling for Drake?
What?
Do you think Drake is pulling for Drake?
Probably. Okay, next game. 3 Texas Techs versus the 14 UNC Wilmington Seahawks.
So you picked the Seahawks.
So I picked the Seahawks.
I did not. I picked Texas Tech because me and my family are doing this thing.
I can't not root for the Seahawks.
So, listen, me and my family are doing this thing. So if your team wins, just good for you. But if your team loses, how many points they lost by is how much sit-ups you have to do.
Oh, okay. That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, so I actually want to pick the right team. So, yep. Let's go Texas Tech. Next game, Kansas versus Arkansas. My mom picked Kansas as winning the whole thing.
What? Kansas has gotten destroyed the past few games. Like, their last 6 games, they got destroyed, all of them.
Do you think my mom knows that?
No, but...
Do you think my mom can name one player?
No.
Do you think she can name 3 teams?
I don't know.
Probably
but
not.
Arkansas, they got John Calipari in their hair. Head as their head coach, and he's a good head coach.
I pick Kansas.
You're weirdo. Arkansas.
Oh no, sorry, my mom didn't pick Kansas. She picked Kentucky. That was my fault.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm gonna change my vote to Arkansas because my mom was born in Arkansas.
Actually?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool.
Next game, St. John's versus,
Omaha.
Who do you think's gonna win? St. John's? Yeah, I know.
St. John's. St. John's is in my Final Four bunch.
Yeah, so, but we don't go there yet.
I need them to win. If they lose against Omaha, that would be bad.
Mad because bad. Okay, yeah, I also picked St. John's.
Next game, we're going up to the East now.
Duke versus a
playing team. That'll be Mount St. Mary's or, like, University America.
Oh.
What an unoriginal name.
What if it was University of America versus Liberty?
That'd be funny.
I picked Duke, of course, because, what's his name? Cooper Flagg. Even though he's injured, I'm pretty sure he's coming back.
Oh, yeah, he's coming back. I don't see Duke losing this one.
Yeah. Baylor versus Mississippi State.
This is another one of those 8-9 games, so this could go either way. I pick Baylor just because they have a lot of guys that are going to be high draft picks, like Edgecombe and, like, so I pick them.
I pick Baylor because Baylor's pretty cool, you know. Next game, Liberty versus Oregon. Oh, wait, let me go first. Let me go first. I picked Liberty because I remember watching them like 2 years ago going football. They went undefeated, and I was very proud of them.
Yeah.
So I remember Liberty. And then Oregon.
Nobody, I do not like Oregon because they're in the Big Ten.
Because you guys beat them.
Yeah, we could,
I
but
know.
we lost in the regular season,
Ohio State. I don't
and
like.
that's why we got an 8 seed. That is why we got an 8 seed,
I
and
know.
then we showed those fools, and we won the national
I do
championship.
not think you guys should have been an 8 seed. Like
Yeah, we should have been better than, but it doesn't matter. We won the
at
national championship.
least a 5 seed.
Yeah, and
Actually, no, just a 5 seed. Period.
I mean, we are the lowest seed ever to win a college football playoff.
That is true, because there was
I
only four
mean,
before.
that is an amazing achievement. No team has ever done that.
Yeah.
No team
Yes.
lower than or seeded higher than a four has ever won a national championship.
Yeah, because they just changed
Just think about that for one moment,
the
how amazing that is. Okay,
rules.
next game. Anyway.
Oh, no, who'd you pick? Liberty or Oregon?
I picked Liberty because I don't like Oregon.
Ooh, okay. Arizona or Akron?
Let's go Akron.
I
What
picked.
a cool name.
Zip, zip.
They're the Zips.
I
Zip, 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 zip,
picked
zip.
Arizona because
Everybody likes Zips.
they have a top 21 defense or offense or top. It's like a top 31 defense and a top 21 offense, something like that.
Okay.
Oh shoot! Wait, let me look at the next game. BYU versus.
VCU. BYU is good. They're 24-9. They're in the Big 12, and Big 12 is
I pick
great.
BYU because I see them more in at school.
And they've beat like three ranked teams in a row or four ranked teams in a row.
That's good.
Next
So,
game.
Wisconsin
Wisconsin, baby.
versus
Montana Grizz. I need Wisconsin to win. They're in the Big Ten,
don't say why.
so
Don't say
that's
why.
good. I really like Wisconsin. I just want them to win really bad.
Yeah, okay. That's fair, you know? Vanderbilt versus
St. Mary's.
I picked.
Everybody who listened to this podcast is a Gonzaga fan. So I would be very sad if you chose St. Mary's to win against Vanderbilt.
Why?
I'd be disappointed in you
Why?
because St. Mary's and Gonzaga are like rivals.
I don't even know that, and I'm not a Gonzaga fan.
So
So St. Mary's,
Vanderbilt, let's go.
St. Mary's, woo!
Boo. Who's this kid?
Alabama versus
Robert Morris. I did not know there were so many random colleges in the world.
yeah, you no, you didn't.
No.
No, I saw this thing on ESPN, and it showed you literally every single football team. Well, I don't think it was every single one, but like the main random college football teams. Like, and there was just some weird football teams.
Like,
Like, how are Robert Morris in?
because they won their random conference. They won the Horizon League.
Okay, next game. Houston versus
Houston versus SIUE. It's
yeah.
like Saint something Edwardsville.
Okay.
Oh, and they won the Ohio Valley Conference. What a great achievement.
Yeah, but are they better than Houston?
It would be great if Edwardsville won this one because then if the Zags got past
No.
Georgia.
No, if Georgia got past the Zags.
No. Okay. I pick SIU because I want them.
I would pick Houston. Next game, and it's the most fun. It's Georgia versus Gonzaga. Because I'm a huge Georgia
Gonzaga.
fan. He's a huge Gonzaga fan.
20-12.
Oh, do you know how hard the SEC is?
Yeah, I
You
do.
want to try to go in the SEC? Yeah,
No.
let's see how well you do.
We're gonna go to the Mountain West, so yeah.
SEC's hard, okay?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, and guess what? Our net rank is 8th. Georgia's is 33rd. Our record is okay. Yeah, anyway. Okay, go back.
Clemson
versus McNeese.
Clemson is Clemson, you know.
Yep.
Purdue versus
High Point University.
I pick Purdue.
High Point University?
Because that's ED weather.
Need some better names. Purdue.
Okay. Illinois versus Texas.
I mean,
Illinois, because Texas is weird.
Texas is still a good team.
If you're a Texas fan, you're weird.
Texas is still a good team.
So you literally said Houston's going to lose because you don't like. Wait, no. Because you like the other team or something. So.
Well, Houston's still a good team. So, I still think Illinois is going to win.
Yeah, same.
Next game.
Kentucky
versus Troy. Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky, even though I'm not the biggest fan of Kentucky, I don't know who Troy is. UCLA versus
Utah State. I'm actually going to go the upset here on this one. Just because, I don't know.
I need to change it. I
think it'd be cool.
When UCLA. Wait, no. I already had UCLA.
Okay, next game.
Last game. Tennessee
versus Wofford.
Okay.
In Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know who Wofford is. So, I believe. Yeah.
That's our March Madness preview. So, that's all we have for today's episode. Dax
and Rico
out.